Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And changes.
You making changes, you?
By what?
I don't know.
No, I don't have anything lined up right now. I ain't got nothing going on either.
Well, we got a trade deadline going. You know what we have going on tomorrow, by the way? Birds at the Bye, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We're going to be there the whole day. We're doing our show. Hugh, you're going to start with the morning show at 9.
9 o'clock.
We're going to do our show at 10 with a whole bunch of great guests on the show with us. And then I'll be part of the afternoon show starting at 2. They're going to do their show. And then you said it, we're bartending at night, 6 to 8 tomorrow night. So come on by.
It's a long day.
Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's Birds to Buy as we get, we'll kind of set the stage for the second half of the season and react fully to where the NFC hierarchy is after the trade deadline. So 4 o'clock today is the trade deadline. We'll see if Howie Roseman has anything left up his sleeve. If he does, I would like a safety. Hugh Douglas wants another offensive lineman for depth. Kyle wants a pass rusher, specifically a big-time one, like a Trey Hendrickson.
I like Trey.
Who we all like around here. There you go. Especially Hugh.
Going with that out. It's going.
How exciting. We'd have to have a party if they got Trey Hendrickson today. Like, if they acquired him during our show, I think we'd just play the drop over and over for like 10 minutes.
Are you happier that the Eagles got Trey or that we get to wear that drop out for you?
I'd be happier that we get to wear the drop out, if I'm being totally honest.
You guys are childish.
Come on.
A little bit.
You don't love the drop?
I mean, it's okay. I'm not going to lie. It's okay.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
Come on.
It was a moment.
It was one of our better moments.
It was a moment.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of those on the show.
Before we go any further, so the trade deadline is coming up, and we'll see what these rosters look like by tomorrow. I'd imagine someone within the NFC is going to do something big today. Maybe it is Trey Hendrickson moving from one of these teams to another and impacting the NFC. But, Hugh, let's take a look at the NFC as it sits right now, kind of the hierarchy of the NFC. So I'm going to give you my tiers. I've got three tiers. I think there's three tiers of NFC contenders right now.
Write this down, Joe. Okay?
And then,
like, this is going to be important.
You tell me if you agree or disagree with my tiers and if you would change some things around. Because last week we know you debuted as Detroit Douglas, right? So I imagine...
Still think Detroit's a good team.
Of course Detroit's a good team. But I view it as there's three tiers in the NFC. There's the top tier that look to me like the two best teams. Then there's the next three who I think are all similar in that they're all good enough to get to the Super Bowl. And then there's the bottom two that I view as they're going to make the playoffs, but I don't really take them super seriously.
I think I know who's in tier three.
Okay, so who do you think? I have two teams that I think will make the playoffs, but they're in tier three, which is I think they make it, but I don't think they get to the Super Bowl. I don't really take them that seriously.
I would say San Fran has to be one of them.
San Francisco is in my tier.
Are we in the NFC? We stand in the NFC.
So I have I'm ranking seven NFC teams. The seven NFC playoff teams as I view them. So you're right. I have San. We'll go backwards with her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with tier three. Teams that I think will make the playoffs, but I don't really take seriously to get to the Super Bowl. San Francisco is one of them. The
NFC
other one
is, I would probably say,
it's a team we beat already this season.
Minnesota?
Nope. Team that's going to win their division like we've already won ours.
You're talking about Tampa?
Tampa. Look, Tampa's good. I don't view them as a Super Bowl team. I don't think they're going to get all the way to the Super Bowl. They're good, and they obviously give the Eagles some trouble when they play them. I don't see it. I don't see it as a Super Bowl team. So
that's interesting, because a few weeks ago, Baker was that dude.
I know. Well, he's fallen off, and they have a lot of injuries. So I have San Francisco and Tampa Bay in my Tier 3. Now, Tier 2, I have three teams, and I view them all as they can all get to the Super Bowl, but they all have – they're not particularly dominant right now. They're just really good teams. I have the Eagles in the second tier. I have the Green Bay Packers in the second tier. And I have the Detroit Lions in the second tier. Those three teams I view as very similar. They all can get to the Super Bowl. They're all right now Super Bowl contenders. But they're not dominating. Mm. None of those three teams right now are dominating. And then my top tier in the NFC.
Got to be Seattle.
Seattle and the Rams.
They
look like the best teams right now. It doesn't mean the Eagles can't beat them. Obviously they can. They beat the Rams three times in a row here. But the Rams look like the best team to me right now. Just like the way they're playing. And I know we had that call yesterday who laughed at the Sam Darnold thing. Has anyone looked at what Seattle's done?
I have not.
They are blowing the doors off teams.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason, because I haven't looked.
They are. So you look at offense and defense. Seattle's second in offense, third in defense. Rams are seventh in offense, fifth in defense. The Eagles right now are 17th in offense, 16th in defense. I mean, Seattle and L.A. look like they are dominating the league right now. Now, they got to play each other twice. Only one can win the division, obviously, and the other one will be a wild card. So we'll see how it shakes out. But my top tier is Seattle, L.A. in the NFC right now. Detroit, Green Bay, and the Eagles in the second tier. Tampa Bay, San Francisco. So I think any of those top five can get to the Super Bowl in the NFC. Hugh, what would you change? Would you put Detroit at the top?
You know what? Because I feel like, and this is what I feel about Detroit. I think those two running backs are a problem. And I'm Rod St. Brown. I think he's a problem. I think the way that they're constructed, because a lot of times, especially in the playoffs, it's not so much about the best team; it's how you match up with a team's strength or weaknesses. And when I talk about the Detroit Lions, I look at the matchup, and I think back on how having two different runners kind of throws the defense off, because you got to prepare for two different running styles. And the fact that they have a pretty dynamic receiver, and they're very, very creative in getting the ball to their playmakers. That, to me, is the reason why I would probably go with the Rams. I've never been high on the Packers. Seattle, to be fair, haven't really seen Seattle play a whole lot. Haven't seen them play. They've been beating the brakes off of people, though, to be totally honest. Who they just beat the brakes off of?
The Commanders.
They beat the Commodores. They beat them up pretty good. Rams. Another team that we match up with fairly well, but they've been on the come up. They've definitely been on the come up. That young pass rush has gotten better the last three times we played them, four times. This will be the fourth time we play them in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I would like to avoid
them during the regular season, the playoffs, and then in the beginning of the season.
I kind of like to avoid the Rams. It feels like you're playing with fire
with that one.
Yeah.
So those are the two teams to me. To me, when I say the Lions, it's the style of play. Because they have a home run hitter. They have two running backs that at any point could score. Like that's what they have. A lot of times when I say that, people say, "Oh, you're afraid of Jared Goff." Nah, it's deeper than that. Yeah. I think it's the way they're constructed.
He's a good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback, but I think it's the way the team is constructed. To have the Eagles in that Tier 2 team, I would move them to the tier one.
I need to see them play the way they've played the last week more than just 1 week.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Because we've been more about potential than actual results.
Yes. And we know what we think we know what they're capable of. The Eagles beat the Lions and Packers, they're clearly the top, right? Then that would, because they'd have beaten two tier two teams in a row. Like they belong with the Rams and Seahawks, if not the top.
You don't think the Bears can make it to the playoffs? Just curious.
Oh, they could, but I don't buy it.
Okay. No, I'm just curious, because they've been, like, quarterback play has been sporadic.
Totally.
From what I've seen. But they're hanging in there. And in their division, and then you talk about the fact that the NFC West, they're locked in.
Yeah.
They're like three teams with six wins. Then you got Tampa Bay. Look like Carolina might make some noise.
The thing with the Bears is they've gotten two of their wins on the worst defenses in the NFL. They beat the Bears. They beat the Cowboys
and the
Bengals. They just
let up 500 yards to Joe Flacco.
I know. If you take away the Cowboys and the Bengals, they're 3-3, and they've been outscored by a lot of points. And they beat the Raiders too. I think they're a make believe 5-3.
Yeah, I agree.
I They might win 8 or 9 games, but I don't buy it.
Yeah, it's a phony baloney.
Your reaction to our tears here. Detroit Douglas is back, in case you're wondering.
I still have a healthy bit of respect for Detroit, I would say.
So you'd put them in tier one?
I think so, too. And I would also put Seattle in tier one. No, I think the Rams are going to win that division, but I'll probably still keep Seattle in that tier. And then the Eagles in that tier as well. That would be my...
So you have a heftier tier one.
Yeah.
And then more of a lesser tier two.
Yeah. I still would... This is why I want another pass rusher. I want to see the Eagles make their own tier.
And I think, to be fair, they haven't played like that this year, right? Like, they're not in their own tier. To me, they're among the top 4 or 5 NFC teams, and we're going to fight this out over the next few months, including the next 2 games. 215-592-9494. And that's why the trade deadline of 4 is such a huge thing, because I know we're having fun with the Trey Hendrickson thing because there's a drop here on the show. Hendrickson is probably going to be the best player traded today, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
He could end up with one of these teams we're talking about. Like, if he goes to Seattle or he ends up in Detroit... That is a potential difference maker. The guy's had 17 sacks in back-to-back years. It is hard to go back-to-back, Hugh. And look, if he stays in Cincinnati and they keep him, then then we just all move on. But if he ends up with a contender in the NFC, it could tip the scales a little bit here. 215-592-9494. Our Hughes Clues today, your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. The Flyers, the Sabres, with us on December 3rd, Wednesday, December 3rd. We're going out to the game courtesy of the Flyers. We'd love you to be with us. The first clue today for Hughes Clues was an American city.
American city.
Yeah, that's widely narrowed down.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Yeah, it is a joke. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. Hey, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy. What's up, Andy? Sorry. How you doing?
What's up?
I'm lost on where I am. Not too much. I'm sorry. I've got a... 2 GPS yapping at me right now. Sounds like the morning show. I love Kyle's idea, but I think incredibly unlikely. And I agree with you on the, I think we need to get more offensive line depth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Annie, it's the one thing that if they don't get it, it's like... It could derail things. We've seen a couple games already this season where they've been down linemen, right? Like Dickerson's been out or Juergens has been out, and it's been touch and go. And we also lost Lane, right, for that almost the full game against the Rams, and then the Bucks game too.
It only takes one catastrophic injury.
Exactly.
And we are in big trouble.
Well, and when you factor big in trouble. That they're using Fred Johnson as almost like a quasi starter, like he's like the sixth O lineman, but he's in a lot of formations. You know, he's not just sitting on the bench as a backup. They use him, so it would throw things off if they had to put him in, you know, for Mailata or for Lane. I think it's a really it's a big one for Howie to try to add to today.
Yeah, and it's I just think I'll go back to and I. Still don't know why they did not re-sign Mekhi Becton. He was just so huge in that position, and he didn't sign for very much.
Mm-mm.
So it seemed very odd to me that they let him go.
Yeah, it was bizarre. I mean, the more that Howie has tried to patch things up over the past 2 months here, you realize, I realize, and I think that if he could go back, he would probably try to undo some of these things he did in the offseason. Yeah,
sure.
Like Becton 220. And I was even thinking about last night, Andy. I know he got a decent deal, pretty hefty deal, but they've spent a lot to try to replace Josh Sweat since he walked out the door. He's got 7 sacks now. I wish we had found a way to kept him. He was.
Yeah.
I always liked him as an Eagle.
Yeah, he definitely, that would have been huge. But that, like you said, is a little more difficult to do.
Right.
But, you know. You count on Howie to be Howie, I guess.
You do. All right, Andy, what do you got for us in American City for a 4-pack of tickets to the Flyers game?
Shot in the dark. I'm going Green Bay.
Green Bay is a good guess.
Not a bad guess.
And Hugh's been talking about it because it's in his notebook.
Green Bay City?
I thought they play in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Am I wrong?
Man, they really looked it up.
Where is Lambeau Field located? You thinking it's more like a region, Kyle? Like New England? They don't play. I thought it was a place.
I guess it's a city.
Okay.
It's in located in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's
so it's a good guess.
Yeah, 1265 Lombardi Avenue.
But it's not the guess. I can see why people thought it was Green Bay. What have you wrote down in your notebook yesterday?
Oh, yeah. It starts in Green Bay.
It starts in Green Bay.
I was about to say something, but I don't want to give away the hint. I gave away a great hint that nobody caught. I don't even think y'all caught it.
Then it wasn't really that great of a hint.
It was.
Okay.
It was a super great
hint. I'm just saying if the hint is meant to help give it away and no one hears it, I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you about it when
you tell me on the break?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk to Melanie, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Melanie. What's up?
First time caller.
Hey.
Hey, thanks, Kyle, for building me up to be a little more into Hugh's corner. You, 1,000%, do not plant that flag. Can I get Coulter for a second?
Go for it.
I'm going to give you four, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's bad juju, which Kyle was like, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And I also think in Italian, there's something called the Maloix, which is the evil eye.
Yeah.
When you say something, yeah, man, when you say something good, it sometimes can sort of have the adverse reaction.
Mm-hmm.
In Yiddish, it's called a kinahara. And basically the expression is, oh, don't give them a kinahara, because that means, you know, the reverse could happen. And then let's go English and American. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
I like that
one. Melanie, I'll throw one more in there. Don't mess with the money, right? It's like you don't want to mess with what's good. You don't want to kind of... Melanie, I get all those. And especially that the evil eye. You never want to get the evil eye from like a Italian grandma or aunt. That's a bad spot to be in.
Let me just give you one other thing that goes along with all that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get heart palpitations when you hear that Lane Johnson is hurt?
Yeah, always.
Or do you like hyperventilate when you hear that Jalen Hurts, you know, pulled up on an injury?
I get nervous when I hear about injuries. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Because it changes things. It changes everything.
Big time. And I agree. I think that we're looking really super good. But don't go there yet. We're not there yet.
So I'll meet you in the middle here. I understand your perspective and things could go wrong. Injuries could happen. But I also can't ignore, Melanie, the rest of the division, right? Because if the Eagles somehow didn't win the division, someone would have to take it from them, right? Someone has to win the division. These teams are terrible. I mean, like, that's not going to change. The Cowboys can't stop anybody. The Giants have been bad for a decade.
They looked horrible last night.
And the Commanders lost their quarterback. So you're right, Melanie. Like, this doesn't mean the Eagles train will roll without any stops or without any bumps in the road. You're right. But
yeah,
I don't think anybody could beat them to the finish line, no matter what happens here.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying I am not putting that negative energy on my players.
I get it.
We're a really superstitious town. If you ask people what they do superstitiously, you're going to get a lot of really funky answers. And my last thing before I give you my other answers is, Hugh, I am a big soup maker, homemade soup maker in the area. I know you were talking soups last week.
Yes.
So if you ever want a good pot of soup, I'm the girl for you.
Tomato.
And I'd be happy to bring it down. That's how good they are.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. It's really hard to get some homemade soup that's not full of sodium, so that's my big thing. I wasn't sure with Kyle when I talked to him. My city is Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Well, that's who they're playing in the Flyers game. Melanie, great guess. Great call. Call again. We appreciate it. And yeah, the soup, I mean, that piqued Hugh's interest because you're really on a quest for soup lately.
Yeah.
It's soup season officially.
It is.
The weather drops, like for me in the 50s
comfort
and below,
food.
it's soup
definitely
season. Yeah,
food.
Making a lot of soups these days. All right, so she's with you, and really, so let's unpack it for a minute. She's with you in that we don't want to create bad juju by saying that the division is over, but no one disagrees with the idea the division is over. We just don't want to say it. Is that it?
Well, no, it's this.
Like the concept feels sound to me.
When logically, when you look at it, let me help you out a little bit. Logically, when you look at it. And you look at what happened last night, it's safe to say that the division looks like it's a wrap.
Yeah.
But the Eagles are trying, they're bigger fish to fry, right? So as a former player, you're looking at like, okay, yeah, we might have that wrapped up, but let's maintain focus because anything could possibly happen. We still have a long way to go before our next stop. And we need to just stay focused on the prize. Complacency, that's the biggest thing, Joe. When I say that and I say that it's not over, it's because I don't want to feel complacent or get complacent.
So here is when I think that actually becomes a real thing for the team. Like, we're just, you know, having our conversation. It is very, now this is not even an opinion. This is more of just a fact. It is very likely the Eagles will be the first team to clinch their division in the NFL.
Totally
and that
agree.
Could happen in early December.
Totally agree.
So that's got to be something. And I'm trying to think under Sirianni. I don't think this has happened. Kyle, I can't think of a time the Eagles have clinched super early under Sirianni, because both years that they got to the Super Bowl, there was another team in the division that was good. Remember, Jalen had to come back with the shoulder injury in 2022 to beat the Giants to clinch the division.
Yeah, that's right.
And then last year, the Commanders won 12 games. Yep. So it wasn't like fully wrapped up until like week 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, and the other two, we didn't win the division.
Right. So I don't know how they would handle that, because I have to imagine, Hugh, there's got to be something difficult for the coaches if there's really very little to play for until the postseason.
Like, and that's the thing, Joe.
The whole month of December could be, hey, we won the division, but we're still focused on the seeding or whatever.
See, that's the thing, Joe. Now, you as a coach, you got to start thinking about other ways to motivate, because they see it.
You and guys clinched night, early a couple times, didn't you? I feel like you must have. I believe so, but
they see it. They see what's happening. But you don't want to – you're battling complacency now. And you're battling that, you know, feeling like you've arrived. When you look around the division, to your point, you have other teams. Even though your division, your direct opponents might not be that good, you know, we've been talking about Seattle a lot. We've been talking about Green Bay a lot. And a lot of these guys that you have to see that are in your way either have been on your schedule or upcoming. You know, you talk about Detroit, you're talking about Green Bay. You know, and I know we have a lot of fun with it, but it does start in Green Bay. Even though Green Bay does not look like they're that team, they could come up and bite you in the ass if you're being complacent. And right. that's kind of where I'm coming from when I feel that way.
Yeah, I'm looking back at 2003, the Eagles clinched in week 17. I'm trying to remember when the earliest Eagles clinched a division. The 17 season, it was clinched when they beat the Rams, but that was also the game that Carson got hurt, so Foles had to come in, so it kind of changed the whole tenor of things, and nobody could be complacent after that. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we got a lot to get to on the other side. Your phone calls, a second clue for Hugh's Clues. We got a four-pack of tickets to Flyers Sabres. We're going as a show. We'd love you to come with us on December the 3rd. The first clue was in American City. Clue number two, coming up next, your take on what you want Howie to do before the deadline today. Howie might be done. He might not. But if he's got one more move left in him, what should it be? What position do you want the Eagles to get? I'm on safety. Hugh's got offensive line. And Kyle wants to go big at pass rush to just go get Trey Hendrickson. Plus, we'll get to a move the Cowboys made and some things said about Dallas last night. It was a tough night for Jerry Jones. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is putting you in control right from NBA tip-off. Because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. Take your shot with a profit boost, play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet back token. You know what? I love when you hop in live and a team is down 10 in the NBA because all these runs happen, three-pointers and all that. Teams come back all the time. I like jumping on those bets at plus money. And you know what? Tonight, McCain is back for the Sixers. I can't wait to see this guard lineup and how Nick Nurse rolls it out. So make your pick, get in the game, and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make your choice. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.